the best looking people you can't see on the radio.
I dress like a streetwalker.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, you guys remember last year when I was at the airport and I went to go pick up a book?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that rare occasion we see JC at the airport.
I was with you. Jenna was with me.
I remember I was recommending something dark and morbid,
yeah,
like I normally like.
But I ended up going to the New York Times bestsellers list area.
Not a bad place to go.
And I picked up this book called Red Rising.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up falling in love with that book.
No, with the author.
No, I fell in love with the book, and then I looked up the author because I needed to know, who's this man that captivated my mind?
Normally it's right there on the cover.
It is, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely was on the cover.
Okay.
But I looked him up to see who this person was.
Gotcha.
And it ended up being a dude that's around my age who's really young and cool.
And hot.
All the ladies are falling in love with him all over the place. He's got his own thing on BuzzFeed where they're talking about how hot he is. His name is Pierce Brown. And his book, Red Rising, was awesome. Now he has a second book called Golden Sun,
mm-hmm,
which I got an advanced copy of, right, and I also read.
Jeez. Ego stroke session.
Let me tell you this, Jenna.
What?
The second book in the trilogy of Red Rising is better than the first book.
Mm.
Like nice. Blows my mind good. And to join us, he's joining us on the phone right now. Because I want to talk to Pierce.
What an introduction.
Hey, Pierce Brown.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, Pierce. Live up to that.
Yeah.
Say something good about JC
really
now.
I can, but you know, once you have a BuzzFeed article, I've heard you made it. So
yeah.
JC's compliments are just the cherry on the top of the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you have a way with words.
I feel like when I meet people now, I always bring up the book. And I say, go buy Pierce's.
You're
book.
Annoying, JC.
I know.
Stop
I am.
Talking
you give
about Pierce.
Every single time.
Yeah, I give it a plug every
time,
he does. Pierce.
Pierce, has he asked you for a cut?
No.
Not yet. I feel like he's working his way up to that, though.
He doesn't want a cut. He just wants to be his BFF.
Or just maybe a hug, maybe a text every now and then. I'm not sure.
He's so in love with you, he's getting all of his body parts pierced because that's your name.
All right, now like I'm back in second grade. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how it is.
Dang it! Wow. See, that's why I mean you aren't friends. It's you and JC.
I went from having like a bro crush on him because I only read about him. Jenna and I hung out with him in L.A., and now
I more watched you hang out with him.
I consider Pierce a really good friend now.
Jenna was a third wheel.
Yeah, walked at least into a man crush.
I mean, you made it to my 10 people I texted on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
Say what?
That is so adorable. Thank you.
Did you get my Christmas card, Pierce?
I did not. Did you send it to the right address?
I don't know. You probably gave me a fake one.
I was hoping you would show up, but Christmas card's cool, too.
Yeah.
There's probably one of those things where he gives certain people, like he wants in his life, one phone number and one address.
Yeah. You got the burner phone.
That's fine. I'll take the burner phone.
Well, you know, I was really actually hoping for a Red Rising-themed stripogram, but I don't think that's...
Oh.
Oh, that's next year.
Next year, I got to work for that, yeah.
Have you gotten any sleep, though, when a book comes out? Because I'm sure this is something you worked on for the last year. Were you able to sleep at all on Monday night?
If you keep your phone out of the room, it's remarkably easy, and I always do. I don't like bringing in my phone into the bedroom because I have so much technology in my life already. It's like Christmas morning, and it's just really still and quiet. So I got two Christmases this year, so it's pretty good.
How do you, like, when you have a thought, a premise for a book, where do you start? Like, say a songwriter starts, like, with a hook. Well, some do, some don't. But anyway, where do you start with when you're writing a book? Do you say, once upon a time?
Yeah, the best books begin that way.
You know, actually, my second book does begin with once upon a time.
See that?
Pierce, since we met, and I've been following you on Instagram, and the photos you've been posting are so cool because you obviously travel somewhere way northern west coast, right? I don't know where you're at
go, right? My parents have a cabin up in Washington State.
Okay, and it's just really scenic and beautiful, so you go just kind of like hole away and get creative there?
When I'm trying to start a book, because you kind of do have to sprint to get like, 50, 70 pages down. Otherwise, without the foundation, it's really hard to keep going. But overall, to answer Al's question, it's a lot of times, songwriters have that hook, but I think for writers, you have to have that tone, that kind of feel of either the character or the story, where it's going, and that's all a gut thing. So it's not like you even have a plot. You just know where you're going somehow, some way.
It's a fascinating process.
It really is.
Writing. Yeah, I imagine.
We just have to do things like write blogs for the show.
And
sometimes I'll sit there and look at the computer for hours.
You can't write a blog?
No, not to save my life. I tried. Like, they asked me for these little, 200-word essays, and I just freaked out and spent an entire week, fretting about it.
That's good to know, because it just seems, because I mean, I'm intrigued by people who can write books and novels and songs. I don't know how you even sit down to begin.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to sit down to begin, you know, a journal entry.
Yeah.
My parents used to make me write a journal when I was a kid, and it never worked out. Then they say, okay, pretend you are a knight tracking down a dragon. And then I write like 50 pages.
It's like his writing is so effortless. It's effortless.
No. But just sleep with the man. Just sleep with him.
But it's just, I don't know, it just struck a chord with me. But when you write a trilogy, do you already know how it ends? Like, do you already know how this ends?
Yeah, I knew how it ended since the first book. Now it doesn't matter whether or not I can convince my publisher.
Pierce, how Breaking Bad of you.
You're so hot to JC right now.
No.
Is he damning himself?
Wait, is there any truth to the rumor that this trilogy's been picked up to be made into a movie?
Yeah, so it's Universal bought the rights, and Mark Forster, who directed World War Z, is going to be directing.
Ooh.
And I penned the first draft. So we're in the development process right now.
Wow.
You have to worry, though, because everyone, no matter what kind of movie comes out, if there's been a book, people always have that argument, like the book is way better than the movie, or if they never read the book, the movie's way better than the book, and that kind of thing. Do you worry about that, or are you going to have a pretty heavy hand in it?
If it's at that point, I'm pretty sure that I'm not worried about much. I think that, you know, I get a lot of influence because I am close with Mark, and I brought it to him, and then we took it to Universal together. And there was actually a bidding war between Sony and Universal for it. So, you know, we got a partner we really want on it who believes in the story, hopefully, you know, and you can stick true to it as you otherwise wouldn't be able to.
He's like a player.
Yeah,
he's playing the game now.
Well, I have a very, very random question, Pierce, because...
shocking. How do you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
No. It's way deeper than that. You just mentioned that you read a whole lot, but you're also a guy. So if you were to go to IKEA and buy a table, would you actually read the instructions?
Oh, good question.
Oh, God, no, man.
Okay, let's hope. Yeah. He's a guy.
Part of the love of falling in love with IKEA furniture is the struggle of putting it together.
Yes, struggle is real.
Well, Pierce Brown, author of Red Rising Trilogy, I know you're busy right now because your book just released, Golden Sun, but it's already being called Book of the Year by some of the critics that have reviewed it.
Are you going to go around to all the Barnes & Nobles and sit on a stool and read to the masses and then sign books for them?
Well, are you doing that, Pierce?
Well, I'm sitting on a stool today at Book Soup in L.A., so I'll be doing my first signing. I'm keeping a small signing tour at the beginning of this year up through Portland and Seattle and maybe San Francisco.
I'll host a book signing for you.
Oh, yeah.
At a sports bar.
McKinney Avenue Tavern, baby. No. Get a good
plug
in.
As there's beer there, I'm down.
You got it, brother. You got it.
Well, pick up his new book, or actually pick up Red Rising first. Read that, and then pick up Golden Sun. Kelly was on the plane with me when I was reading your book, Pierce, and I audibly said things while I was reading your book.
You ruined it for me.
Just like, a whole lot of,
I was like, no way.
Oh, Pierce is so high.
No. We're
That's
friends.
When he was sleeping, not reading.
That's how it happened. You guys embarrass me in front of Pierce every time. Well, Pierce, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Good luck with the book.
It's exciting. Thank you for letting us, you know, tease you about JC, but he does love you.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anything to make him blush.
Yeah. All right, buddy. And again, if you need a roke for the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, JC.
He knows. I think he's got your number, JC.
Yeah, he does.
He's got your number.
Yeah,
thanks, Pierce.
Bye, Pierce.
Bye, guys. Thanks a lot.
Later, man.
Congratulations.
Bye. Oh, and we have good news, by the way, guys.
What?
If you head on over to KidNation.com right now, you can enter to win a free copy of Pierce Brown's new book, Golden Sun, which he autographed himself.
Really?
Yeah. So you get a signed copy. I'm telling you, this book's going to be huge. You want this.
He autographed your copy, right?
KidNation.com. No, Al.
He didn't?
He did not autograph my copy.
I guess you'll have to swing by the house.
Yeah. Maybe for dinner or something. You can play with the kids.
The Kid Credit Morning Show will be right back. And, as always, we're powered by you, Kid Nation.